WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Take a look. It's in a book. Well, that's the line to a popular PBS kids show from the 80s and 90s about the wonders of reading. It's still as relevant today. This Juneteenth, if you are looking to deepen your knowledge of the holiday, the Chicago Public Library has an extensive list for you to explore. Belita Simpson is the director of the Woodson Regional Library in Washington Heights on the South Side, and she joins us now in studio. Welcome to Reset, Belita.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Happy Juneteenth.
Yes, happy Juneteenth.
So talk to us. How did you first find your love for books?
Oh, my goodness. My love for books started as a child. I always spent time in the library.
So I was browsing your Juneteenth reading list, which was great. There's such a range there.
Yes.
You've got everything from novels, you've got cookbooks, historical books about slavery, the Civil War, emancipation. Why'd you include those topics and genres in the selection?
Well, it's, you know, Juneteenth is still kind of something that we are newly learning about.
Still a bit of a mystery.
It is a bit of a mystery. It just became a holiday a couple of years ago. We haven't always shared the facts. And now we're trying to enlighten people, just share the information of the truth of what has really happened. Sharing that range of topics around slavery and the history and the experiences of Black people in the American culture is really important.
No better time. I see that you've got two recommendations of your own in front of you. Tell us about those books.
I do. So the first one is a nonfiction title called On Juneteenth by Annette Gordon Reed. She is a Pulitzer Prize winner. And she shares factual information about Juneteenth and the history of it and how things came about. So
that sounds like a good starting place.
It's a really great starting place. I mean, the chapter one, this then is Texas. So it starts.
She's taking us right back.
She starts right where, you know, in the midst of what was going on. How things stand there now, and a bit of history of retracing how we came about in the celebration of Juneteenth.
That's great. I love that you've got on the top of the Juneteenth list, too, Toni Morrison's Beloved.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yes.
I feel like any of her work, I feel, is a good place to start when you want to go back and you want to learn about history.
That is
reading,
correct.
Right?
And that is also one of the titles that is most commonly banned. And right now we are doing a counterattack of
having a lot of book ban conversations in this state right now, and bans on the bans.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. So Toni Morrison is one of the most banned African American authors that we have.
Another book that caught my eye, Word by Word by Christopher Hager. That's a collection of writings by enslaved and then later emancipated people.
Yes.
They managed to learn to read and write, of course, despite the odds.
Yes.
And we're seeing everything from diary entries and letters and even a transcription of the Constitution.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, let's talk about the flag book that you've got.
Yes.
Because I hear that one is just stunning.
Yes. A flag for Juneteenth. It's beautiful pictures by Kim Taylor, and the pictures are quilts.
Wow.
They are beautiful quilts.
Oh, they're quilts. Yeah,
yes.
That's nice.
These are beautiful quilts, and this little lady is talking about making a flag in remembrance of an acknowledgement for Juneteenth.
Oh,
I
love that.
And so all of the pictures, there's a family working in the field, and it's all quilted. Artwork is quite beautiful. Reminds me a little bit of Bisa Butler. I don't know if you.
It does look like Bisa Butler's work. Yes, I was at her last exhibition.
It's not quite as bright and vibrant, but very similar to Bisa Butler.
Very similar vein. And what's the activity that you brought for,
and so,
for kids to at Woodson, indulge?
Yeah, so at Woodson, we do, and all throughout CPL, we do these really fun grab-and-go kits for kids where there are craft activities. And so to celebrate Juneteenth, here is an opportunity to create a Juneteenth stick flag.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
And so the stick flag, it has popsicle sticks, glue sticks, little paintbrush, paint, and a few other things.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I can resist. I want to do this activity.
I will leave this grab-and-go kit for you.
Once I see a glue stick, I don't know, Valita.
So, yeah, we've already cut out all the little things that you put on the flag. Celebrate Juneteenth.
I love
that. There's some yarn in here. So, and it's got the red, green, and black paint.
You all are keeping the kids busy.
We like to keep them busy. We like to keep them engaged. And we realize that just giving them a book, I mean, that's great. That's part of it. But let's take it a step further by doing a little craft activity along with it.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, you've got a screening.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So tomorrow, so what we've been doing over the past week, last week we had a live showing of the Hulu series, The 1619 Project, at Woodson Library. It's a six-part series. They're about an hour long each, and it's a wonderful adaptation of the 1619 Project by Nicole Hannah Jones, Pulitzer Prize winner. And this book has received a lot of attention, and Hulu did a docuseries narrated by Nicole Hannah Jones. And so we are bringing together a special panel discussion. It will be moderated by Chicago's own Sylvia Ewing. And we have a special guest of Jelani Cobb. He is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he is an expert in race, justice, history, politics.
A fantastic writer.
He is a phenomenal professor of School of Journalism at Columbia. And then we have Tracy D. Hall. She is executive director of the American Library Association and also named one of Time's 100 most interesting people.
Yes, we had her on Reset shortly after she received that honor.
She is absolutely a champion for libraries, and we absolutely love her.
This is a power panel.
This is a power panel. That's absolutely correct. And then the last panelist is Dr. Gerard McClendon from Chicago State University, who is also an Emmy Award winning.
That's incredible.
Publisher.
So what time is that event tomorrow?
That event tomorrow is at 6 p.m. It is a virtual event.
Okay.
It is available through the Chicago Public Library Facebook page and Chicago Public Library YouTube page. It will be live tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
It'll probably be packed in that audience. And if you're interested in more events, just head over to Twitter. We've put together a list of events to check out. And if you want to add one yourself, please do so in the comments. That's Valita Simpson, director of Woodson Regional Library on the city's south side. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's it for Reset. Tomorrow on the show, we'll discuss teen mental health and better ways that we can support young people. Plus an update on the Johnson administration a little more than a month in. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. We'll meet again tomorrow.